News release. INTERNATIONAL Plowing Match and Rural Expo. DUFFERIN County. The International Plowing Match and Rural Expo, IPM, is now just weeks away and organizers are busy making final preparations to welcome everyone to this annual event. This is the very first time in the over 100-year history of the IPM that it is being held here in Dufferin County, and we couldn't be happier to welcome all the visitors to our beautiful part of the province, says Don Van Kampen, co-chair of the local organizing committee. It's only a 100 km drive from the match site to the CN Tower, so this also gives our planning team an unmatched opportunity to attract new, first-time visitors to the match. Dufferin County sits on the edge of the Greater Toronto Area and is known for its agriculture, food, arts, charming settlements, rolling hills, and scenic landscapes. The headwaters of the Grand offers outstanding agricultural land and a dynamic group of people who will make the 2023 IPM an outstanding event, says Floyd Wills, Ontario Plowmen's Association, OPA, president. The IPM was created by the OPA in 1913 to showcase farmers' passion for the soil, agriculture and rural living, and today is the largest event of its kind in Canada, attracting people from all over the world. Historical attendance numbers exceed 70,000 people over the five-day event. Plowing. Whether by the old-fashioned horse-drawn plows or tractors using both traditional and modern, high-tech plows, remains a key feature of the five-day event, but in its over 100-year history the overall experience has evolved into a massive rural expo where the main goals continue to be agriculture education and an entertaining experience. From Tuesday, September 19th to Saturday, September 23rd, the Dufferin County host farmers will open their fields, transforming them into a large rural expo which includes a tented city, daily entertainment, animal exhibits, demonstrations, local artisans, farm and rural goods and services, a rodeo and plowing competitions. But while plans are well underway in anticipation of the mid-September event, local organizers say it isn't too late to get involved, whether as a participant, sponsor or volunteer. This is a once-in-a-generation opportunity for our community that isn't to be missed. And we want to make sure everyone who wants to be involved is, says Van Kampen. The event also provides a unique opportunity to give back to the host community. Held last year in the counties of Leeds and Grenville, the local organizing committee recently announced $145,000 in initial profits were distributed to charitable organizations within their communities. That's a powerful legacy for the community, and everyone here is working extremely hard to make sure we can make a similarly impactful contribution to our own community, says Bill McCutcheon, local committee co-chair. Mark your calendars for Tuesday, September 19th to Saturday, September 23rd and plan to attend. To find out how you can get involved as a volunteer, contact Cindy, Cindy Sabo at explorenet.ca, for sponsorship opportunities, Alan Howe, alan.howe at simpatico.ca, or exhibitor information, admin@plowingmatch.org. For more information, be sure to visit the website or follow on Facebook or Instagram. Quick facts. The International Plowing Match and Rural Expo is held in a different Ontario community each year, highlighting the many great things the area has to offer and attracting on average over 70,000 people from across the province, throughout Canada, the United States and beyond. Tourism industry figures put the economic impact of the IPM at about $25 million annually, not including the long-term benefits this exposure provides to communities, and it spurs tourism in the surrounding area for years to come. Profits generated by the IPM are donated to groups and organizations within the host communities. The provincial legislature traditionally adjourns for the day on opening day so MPPs can attend.